Thank you for joining us. I am at this podium today with members of law enforcement from the federal government, state government, and also some of our local partners. I would like each of them to introduce themselves for you before I begin my remarks, starting with perhaps the far left.
I'm Mike Kennedy, Acting Special Agent in Charge for Homeland Security Investigations.
I'm Stephen L. Lanser, L-A-N-S-E-R. I'm the Assistant Special Agent in Charge of the National Security Branch of the FBI in Buffalo.
Martin Coombs, U.S. Border Patrol, ADCA Patrol in charge of our Sector Intelligence Unit.
William Ferrari, I'm the Resident Agent in Charge of the Diplomatic Security Service.
Brian Manaher, Director of Marine Operations, Buffalo, New York, Office of Air and Marine.
Mark Diss, I'm the Director of Air Operations, Office of Air and Marine.
Carlton King, Deputy Superintendent of Police, Niagara Falls Police Department.
Mark McVitie, Acting Port Director, Area Port of Buffalo, New York.
David Forsyth, New York State Police Special Investigations Unit.
Joseph Trippi, Assistant United States Attorney.
Thank you for joining us. Over the past several years, the world has watched in horror and revulsion as a particular terrorist group known as ISIL, also using other names including ISIS and the Islamic State, has engaged in atrocities throughout the Middle East, principally Syria and Iraq. These acts of violence include beheadings, torture, and numerous other instances of extreme harm to the citizens and residents of those areas. Because of their actions, the terrorist group, as well as the leadership of the terrorist group, have been rightly designated as terrorist organizations and designated foreign terrorist individuals. Today we are here to announce the arrest of Arafat Naghi, 44 years old, from Lackawanna. According to the complaint, which was today unsealed, Naghi attempted to join this terrorist organization and specifically pledged allegiance to it and its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Another person that Naghi specifically indicated as his leader has called for the killing of Americans, civilian and military, as well as citizens of other countries. This is what the complaint specifically charges. In addition to pledging support to this organization, on two separate occasions, Naghi traveled from Lackawanna, New York, to Turkey with the intention of joining ISIL. Further, before the trips were embarked upon, the complaint alleges that Naghi purchased numerous items of military combat gear, including night vision goggles, other items which can be used in the military or violence context, and two black Shahada flags, which are on occasion used by the terrorist organizations as they're embarking on their particular actions. The other thing that the complaint alleges is that substantial amount of information was provided by members of the Lackawanna community. This information included allegations that Naghi espoused violent jihad and that he did constitute a threat to the sports in the United States. Now, these are very serious charges, and if convicted of attempt to provide material support to ISIL, as well as the members of this group, Naghi could face up to 15 years in jail, a $250,000 fine, or both. This investigation is obviously continuing, and at approximately 11 o'clock, Naghi will make his first appearance, and the government will be represented by Assistant U.S. Attorney Joseph Trippi, who, along with Timothy Lynch, another Assistant U.S. Attorney, is, of course, very well known in our office and is jointly handling the case. Unfortunately, this is yet another occasion when the worldwide fight against international terrorism has returned to Western New York. In fact, this represents the second prosecution of a person who sought to support ISIL. The first such prosecution began last year when our office unsealed charges against a person who's accused of being a recruiter for that terrorist organization, Mr. Mufid Elfki of Rochester, New York. That case continues as we speak. Two final messages in conclusion before I turn it over to my law enforcement partners. First, as I already indicated, information in this case came from members of the community. I can't thank people enough for following the admonition of law enforcement. If you see something, say something. As this case demonstrates, our support across the community is strong, and thanks to the efforts and the statements in bringing forward the information regarding Arafat Naghi, we in law enforcement have now been able to do something. Secondly, the threat posed by ISIL and other terrorist groups is simply so great and so grave that all of the law enforcement partners that you see behind me, along with the many men and women who are members of these departments, have all pledged to stand shoulder to shoulder with the community and aggressively attack anyone who would plan violence in the United States or abroad, or anyone who seeks to join a terrorist organization whose goal is to commit atrocities upon innocent men, women, and children. Thank you so much for the opportunity to make these initial remarks. After the law enforcement partners have spoken, I will be available, as will the others, for questions. With that, I'll turn it over to Steve Lancer.
Thank you. As I said, I'm Steve Lancer. I'm the Assistant Special Agent in charge of the FBI National Security Branch. I just want to say this is a case of compassion because we expressed a lot of compassion for all the people in Lackawanna and in Western New York. We had a lot of assistance, also from all of our law enforcement partners, not only the ones you see here, but others that are members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And it made this possible to conclude this arrest before this individual is able to do any serious act of damage to the community or outside the community. Thank you.
With that, I'll turn it over for questions.
Mr. Hochul, can you tell us whether or not Lackawanna police back in 2013 had a person by the same name who was trying to behead his daughter? Is this the same person are we talking about?
I don't have any information on that, Claudine. I have to confine myself to what we have in our complaint. It's a detailed document, which we, of course, will provide to you and members of the public, but that information is not in the complaint, and I can't confirm or deny it.
How much danger was the community of Lackawanna in?
Well, I would defer to the statements of one community member who is quoted or at least referenced in our complaint that that person felt that Naghi did pose a threat to this area. As you go through some of the items of combat military gear, which include, at least in one instance, a weapon, we certainly took it very, very seriously, the possibility of danger to the community. The other thing I would point out is we will be presenting more detailed evidence at a detention hearing where we intend to argue that Naghi poses such a danger to the community and a risk of flight that we will ask that he be detained pending trial. There were. I don't have the complete rundown of that, Steve.
Yeah, there were children in the house. We knew about them, and when we conducted the search and arrest warrant, we safeguarded all the children and other family members as well.
Where are they now?
They're safe, and they should be at home.
Does he appear to be acting alone? Did his family have any idea that this was happening, and how long has this investigation been going on?
The investigation has been going on for several months, and it does appear that he's been acting on his own. He does have a little bit of support from other people here, but he's a sympathizer, and ISIL has a tremendous propaganda machine in Syria, and they use this Twitter and other online methods to contact this type of individual.
So through via online, is that how he allegedly became radicalized?
He did do a lot of radicalizing online, yes.
Although we would just say that the investigation is continuing, and we do include instances of his communications in the charging document, which include Nagy's efforts to recruit others.
Any evidence that he had done that recruiting here in Western New York?
What we've alleged in the complaint are Nagy's efforts to recruit others, as well as his attempts to join ISIL. I'm going to have to confine myself to that at this point. The other thing I would direct your attention to is the complaint relates that Nagy intended to travel again, and that was, according to the complaint, to have taken place as soon as he received some additional monies from a particular insurance matter, I believe.
Can you give us any details you can about that trip that he took, when it happened, for how long he was over there?
Yes, there's two trips alleged in the complaint. One is in October of 2012, and that took approximately one day in total because, as we've alleged in the complaint, Nagy indicated that he suffered a health issue that required his immediate return to the United States. The second trip, which actually began almost a year ago today in July, had Nagy remaining in Iraq for in Turkey, as alleged in the complaint, for approximately 10 days.
Attorney, when do you believe that he purchased the tactical gear and the things that were of such great concern?
We've alleged that he purchased them both before the October 2012 trip and the most recent July 2014 trip, and we've laid out all the different items as well as a rough time period of when he purchased them in our complaint. And there's a wide number and a large number of items, so I don't want to give you specific dates, but in addition to the items that I've mentioned, they include things like masks and other items of combat or military nature.
Where was he born?
He's described as an American citizen in our complaint, Lou, and I just don't have that information for you at this time. It may come out at today's hearing, though.
Any idea how long he's lived in Lackawanna?
No, we don't have that information. It's been a substantial amount of time, and I'll leave it at that, but I just don't have the precise years.
The community in Lackawanna, are they just on heightened alert even more so because we had the Lackawanna 6, and so all eyes are open, and that's why they're so cooperative with your office or with authorities?
Well, I think in Western New York, we have a wonderful tradition of support from members of the public. Of course, the Lackawanna case 13 years ago was the first known instance of Americans traveling to join Al-Qaeda. And as we've always indicated in prior remarks, it was members of the community that provided information there as well. In this case, fast forward 13 years, Al-Qaeda still exists, but this is a different terrorist group. This is ISIL. And once again, the community, through the various witnesses we've alleged in the complaint, have provided information that they knew, and then it allowed these fine men and women of law enforcement community to try to determine whether or not that information was true. As we've put out in our complaint, it's been determined by law enforcement to be true, and the judge at this point has assigned the charges that I indicated. But I really applaud anybody who cooperates with law enforcement. We always encourage it, and this is a wonderful example of the Lackawanna community providing that cooperation.
Mr. Hochul, did it appear that the suspect was trying to recruit specifically within Lackawanna or branch out to other parts of Western New York?
No, the various recruitment alleged in the complaint was all over the social media, and it included the posting of different atrocities committed by the group and Mr. Nagy's support of those actions. As the assistant special agent in charge indicated, ISIL does a substantial amount of its own recruiting online, and this, in fact, is what Nagy's alleged to have been trying to do as well.
Did he approach anybody locally?
We don't have that information in this case.
How long was this case on your radar, and was this factored into the heightened security risks around the 4th of July at all?
Yeah, the case has been on our radar for about a year, and we've been tracking closely the activities of Nagi. It did not pose an imminent threat during the 4th of July, so we did not make an arrest at that time as we did in other parts of the country.
Other than you were cooperative at all?
I can't comment on that.
Mr. Nagy will be in court today, so but we can't comment on any cooperation or lack of cooperation.
Other than the recruiting efforts, have you found any evidence that he may have planned to carry out any specific attacks?
Well, what I have to confine myself to is what we've alleged in the complaint, and what we've indicated in the complaint is that he attempted to support ISIL. He traveled to ISIL with a number of military items which could be used to commit violence, and we will be presenting evidence that we believe he is a danger to the community at our detention hearing. But at this juncture, I need to confine myself to the complaint.
Does he have any connection to any members of the Lackawanna 6? Do you notice any connection possibly to that case?
I can't comment on that at this point.
Can you elaborate on the community?
Well, as we've said in the complaint, one member of the community said that Mr. Nagy espoused violent jihad, and it was the subject of disagreements and disputes in the Lackawanna community. And that is one example that you'll see in the complaint, which will be available for you. Another instance is where a member of the community expressed concern that Nagy could, in fact, commit violence either in the United States or abroad.
After prosecuting the Lackawanna 6 case, what are your thoughts on having another potential terrorist individual in the same community?
Well, I would reference remarks made by both the director of the FBI and the attorney general that there are literally under investigation or prosecution, people from every state of this country. And of course, if we look at other publicly available information, ISIL has recruited upwards of 20,000 foreign fighters, with some estimates being perhaps 50% more than that. It's not so much that we're worried about any particular area of Western New York. It's something rather that we will be vigilant in every area of Western New York. And when we get tips, whether it be from the public or whether we get information from law enforcement partners, we'll act upon it. And again, this was a very much a significant effort made by these law enforcement agencies joined hand in hand with the community.
Were you able to develop any leads onto other similar cases through this arrest?
I can't comment on that. All I can say is that the investigation's continuing, and we've so far arrested Mr. Nagy. And as additional information becomes actionable with prosecutions, we would act on that.
How does somebody get, you know, he probably took a plane over to Turkey. How does he bring military gear onto a commercial airliner in this day and age with the TSA?
I don't have information on that, Lou.
You said he brought gear over, though.
I said he purchased gear before he went over. But how or if he got it over, I just don't have information because we have to confine ourselves to the complaint at this point.
What was the real tipping point here? Because people are buying tactical gear all the time, night goggles all the time. Was it the travel? What specifically was the tipping point for you all to zero in on him and then go after him?
Well, I would say it's all of the items that are included in the complaint, which themselves are just a summary or a limited disclosure, as we often say in such documents, sufficient to support the charge. But as we say in the complaint, they include the pledge of loyalty to the terrorist group and Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, as well as this other person I referenced, at least by reference, not by identity. His name is Adnani. He's the person who called for his followers, without further direction, to hurt in any way you're able American civilians or military, men, women, and children, as well as people from other countries. So that obviously is something of concern when somebody says, in effect, I support this group. When a person travels to join a group, that's also of concern, as was referenced by the earlier questions relating to the Lackawanna Six. That was a day and a group that required people to literally join and train in a program. Several of those men, four out of the six, in fact, returned home early, and yet it was the travel combined with what they did while they were there which made that criminal. Here you have somebody who traveled on two occasions, expressed the oath of loyalty that I described, and then engaged in some of the other conduct, which we also spell out in our complaint.
You mentioned some social media posts. Has he been actively expressing his desire to join ISIL, and for how long has that been going on?
We summarize those, Steve. I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, over several social media outlets, he's expressed interest in joining ISIL and going over there to fight for ISIL.
Has that been going on over a period of a year or more?
I think recently more active, so that's one of the reasons we decided to execute the arrest at this time before he actually carried something out.
Do we know if he ever met with somebody from ISIL in Turkey? Did he sign some kind of a paper that you now have in your possession pledging his support?
Some of that information I can't share right now. But we do have
information
indicating that he was in contact,
In
Turkey, and he was trying to affect the travel into Syria before.
Did any foreign countries help out?
Yeah, we have legal attaché offices in a lot of different countries, and many of them helped us out to find some of the information over there.
Does he work around here? Does he have a job, and is he married?
He doesn't work, I believe, and he lives in Lackawanna with family.
Did Lackawanna police help with this at all?
Yes, they did.
Okay.